Blog Talk Radio.
Monday night, or whatever day it is, or morning, afternoon, evening, but it's a late night in Jackson, Mississippi, in the deep south of the USA where I am, and I thank you for your support of supporting and listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports right here at blogtalkradio.com, plus my newest podcast, Image Mechanisms. Last week it broadcasted on Wednesday night instead of Tuesday, but I thank you guys so much because you really do dig it and have been listening to both broadcasts. So I hope you had a happy, happy 4th of July weekend, and had a blast the last broadcast on Saturday night, late night. And I thank you again for tuning in to the live and the archived shows. This is Motivate Monday, and we will be talking about belly fat reducing exercises, summer travel tips, and hot topics. A lot of hot topics has been happening. But I'm going to go ahead and play the continuation of Minstrel Cycle, plus Jimmy new tracks. Who that nation? Plus, if you listen to the last broadcast or the archive show, I played another track of his also. I'll go ahead and play both, but because I love both, and I know many of you, even those of you that aren't Who That Nation fans, you love, who doesn't love New Orleans if you have been there or not, but love music that comes straight out of New Orleans, right? So thank you for your love and support, and here's the continuation of my theme song since late 13, Minstrel Cycle by Prince and Third Eye Girl. I know many of you are still having so much fun and are still in awe of your attendance of the Prince concert if you attended it in New Orleans. So I'm assuming this New Orleans date at the Essence Festival was the beginning of many dates of his leg, his tour of the South. All right. So looking forward to that. But thank you. We'll be talking about belly fat reducing exercises, summer travel tips, and hot topics. And haven't heard from Dean Filmmaker in ages, so I was checking out his YouTube channel. And so he has some pretty awesome vids on his YouTube channel. So if you guys remember friend of the show who would call in and have so much fun. He even would call in Ebony Empress. He might still call in our show. And he's a busy, busy investor in filmmaking and producer and former a comedy tour promoter also. And Dean Filmmaker. So visit his YouTube channel because he really has some awesome videos, especially for those in the filmmaking industry, actors and actresses from Webisode and independent film information on his YouTube channel, Dean Filmmaker, okay? So hopefully he'll be giving us a call in the very near future because it's always fun whenever we hear from him, right? Exactly. Well, thank you for tuning in. Thank you.
congratulations to one of my favorite, my goodness, entrepreneurs, singers, humanitarians, and that's Jessica Simpson, now Mrs. Eric Johnson. So congratulations to she and her hubby and her daughter and her son. They have tied the knot, so happy for them, sending hugs and kisses to the entire family. Next, we'll have her sister, right, and Dante Ross. Oh, they'll be getting married, right, in August. And I had seen reports recently that Diana Ross's mother will be, and sister Rhonda will be performing at that wedding. So that should be awesome. But congratulations to Jessica, Mrs. Eric Johnson, and her hubby and kids and family and all loved ones and fellow supporters of her and her work. Thank you so much for being an awesome performer and just being sunshine to many of us. Here's Jimmy Neutrax, Whitney, straight out of Metairie, Louisiana, New Orleans.
Shaka-laka, shaboom, yeah, I'm ready to blow.
I've been a boom, shaka-laka, shaboom, a shaka-laka,
ready? I'm ready. Are you ready? Definitely ready for the NFL season to begin. I'm ready. The practices, camps are all ready, so I'm definitely ready. So we'll be playing Who Dat later on, and, you know, I'm going to have to play it twice probably. But we're talking about fat-reducing exercises. The number also 714-409-0614. I'm looking forward to a few of my personal trainer friends and advisors to be guests on the show in the near future also to discuss with us ways for us to live healthier and better. I'm still transforming my body, and I feel good, and I'm happy. You know, sometimes those muscles get tired and achy from exercising and walking and all of that. I need to head back to the gym. I haven't worked out on the treadmill or Stairmaster stationary bike since Dallas. But I said I would return to the gym here last week, so hopefully I'll be returning to at least 1 to 2 workouts at the gym. And I know when I get back to Dallas, I get really on a stricter schedule. But I exercise daily, like many of you, and we talk about that. And, you know, visit the presidentschallenge.gov website. Yeah, that's it. And, of course, Let's Move. Let'sMove.gov and the presidentschallenge.org, I believe. Yeah. And on the President's Challenge and on Let's Move, you know, they recommend that 30 minutes of exercise is great for adults and an hour for kids for proper exercise. And many of us really put in a lot. Sometimes it's just taking those extra, maybe parking at the end of the parking lot or instead of catching the elevator or the escalator or walk the stairs. It's not, you know, or, you know, just sometimes there's this conscious way to do things while you're sitting down or while you're driving or while you're at your desk. You know, there's exercises that we can do sitting in a chair, you know, stretches, leg lifts, everything, you know, just anything to stay limber and to stretch, that helps a lot also. But 4th of July just passed. Many of us need to focus on probably that belly area, right? I did not overeat, but I did drink a lot of sodas, and I shouldn't have. You know, I weaned myself off of sodas. And so sodas tend to make me a bloat, so I had to make sure to get back into, like, really properly cleansing myself and got back on my Slim Fast shakes and all of that. But my focal area is reducing belly fat, and I was looking at my arms and shoulders this morning, and they seem to be transforming, but many of us have different areas that we need to tone and shape, if it's for my legs or calves or thighs or buttocks. And you know what show has really made me appreciate and have, like, improved my body image? Botch. Have you guys seen Botch? Botch on E! It's a new reality show, and it is amazing. I love that show. I am one who I would have liposuction around my, you know, my belly area. And my face, I have, like, one reason why I guess some people think I'm younger than what I am, not because of my skin, but I have, like, a baby face. Even when I'm skinny, I have, like, this little chubby-looking face. And I know I had talked to my Dallas dentist, Dr. John Grenard in Dallas, and I'm a long time needed dental surgery. But I know when I told him when I have my surgery, I wanted to try to see if my jawline could be liposuction or I don't know, more defined. Because really my face and neck is firm, but I have this baby-like face. But he said that once I had dental surgery that I might not, need it. But when my teeth was just perfect, I've always had that. But this is what I consider, like, liposuction and, or my neckline to be more defined, my jawline, my neck area to be more defined. That's the type of surgery that I would like. But Botch is amazing. They have to correct these poorly done surgeries. And it's just the miracles that these doctors, these surgeons do. I just commend, but also it makes me be more appreciative of my body. Also, I mean, and I bet some of you can relate to what I'm saying. But that is just amazing. But I'm looking at exercises that fitness recommends to be belly fat for good, and a few exercises that they recommend is the lunge twist. And it's all about standing with your feet hip width apart, knees slightly bent, and your elbows bent 90 degrees by hips. And I've shared it on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest. Lunge for right leg and rotate torso and arms to the right. I was at the park, one of the parks here in Jackson, Parham Bridges, Saturday. I had ran some errands in the area. And was preparing Avon books. You guys know my Avon lady, and samples. And so I decided to do some exercises. So I did some stretches and some waist twists, And those twists really are good. That is something that I've loved doing since I was a kid. Straight, good old fashioned jumping jacks, push ups. Stretches, twists, very effective exercises. But again, you stand with your feet hip width apart, knees slightly bent, elbows bent 90 degrees by hips, lunge forward with right leg and rotate torso and arms to right. Rotate back to center as you quickly push off right foot to return to start. And do 16 reps alternating side. Then there's the beginner step hop. Stand with your feet hip width apart, knees slightly bent, hands on hips. Stand forward with right foot, then lift left knee to hip level as you hop straight up on right leg. Land with feet together. Do 16 reps alternating sides. And then there's the beginner. Wait a second, my page hit. You know how on my iPad, it kind of skipped a little? Okay, wait a second. Okay. And then there's the shot put. Stand with feet hip width apart, right elbow bent with hand by ear. I'm in the chat room also. Left arm out at shoulder level. If you don't have a listener profile account, you can create you one, and you can mingle with the entire Blog Talk Radio community and chat in the chat room. If you prefer not to call in and make comments, you can have fun in the chat room. I do that to a lot of shows. I chat in the chat room and have a blast. But to continue on with the shot put, you lunge to the right with your right leg, rotate torso to your right, push off right foot to stand, pivot into the left, extend your right arm diagonally as if throwing a shot. Do 16 reps alternating sides. Then there's the intermediate lunge reach. And the target areas are your shoulders, your abs, your butt, and your quads. Stand with your feet hip width apart, knees slightly bent, arms by side. Lunge forward with your left leg, bending both knees 90 degrees and reach arms toward floor. Explosively push off left leg to return to starting position and lift arms straight overhead. Do 8 reps, switch sides, and repeat. Then there's the intermediate hands up hop, which targets the arms, the abs, the butt, and the legs. Stand with feet hip width apart, knees slightly bent, hands on hips. Step forward with left foot and simultaneously lift right knee to hip level as you hop straight up on left leg and extend arms overhead. Land with feet together, hands on hips. Do 20 reps, alternating sides. Then it's intermediate discus throw. The targets are arms, abs, obliques, butt, legs. Stand with feet shoulder width apart, arms extended out to sides at shoulder level. Lunge to right with right leg, rotating torso to right. Quickly shift weight to left leg, bend knee, and push off left foot to hop up as you turn to left and swing right arm across body as if throwing a discus. Do 10 reps, switch sides, repeat. Then as the advanced jump lunge, target arms, abs, butt, legs. Stand with feet hip width apart, knees slightly bent, arms extended overhead. Lunge forward with left leg, bending both knees 90 degrees. Jump straight up, switching legs in midair so that you land in a lunge with right leg in front. Do 12 reps, alternating your sides. And then for the advanced squat jump, targets arms, abs, butts, legs. Stand with feet shoulder width apart, knees slightly bent, hands by sides. Squat, keep knees behind toes, then jump straight up, lifting arms overhead. Land in a squat with arms overhead, lower arms by sides. Do 12 reps. Then there's the advanced hammer host. Arms, abs, obliques, butt, legs are the targets. Stand with feet slightly more than shoulder width apart, hands clasped together in front of thighs. Squat, keeping knees behind toes, and reach arms slightly back between legs. Jump straight up, bringing arms overhead as if hosting a heavy mallet. Land in starting position and do 12 reps. And then there is, well, that's it, because they're showing information about how important it is to know your BMI, and that's what freaked me out when I had seen my BMI back in 2012 at a breast cancer awareness event at the Baptist Hospital, where my OBGYN is located at the Women's Hospital, Women's Clinic. And when I found out my BMI back then in late September 2012, I was like, oh, my God, you know. So I had to get a handle on things because that wasn't sweet. That wasn't nice at all. But, hey, it's almost close to the end of the show, and then also need to talk about some hot topics out there. But before that, this is for the who dats out there in football. All sports fans, because, you know, we support one another, right? We're hyped because we're sports lovers. We love the NBA. We love the Olympics. We love soccer. We love sports. But NFL fans, we are counting down until NFL Sunday. I love preseason, so I'm waiting for regular season. I'm excited that the camps are kicking off. So, Here is Jimmy Neutrax Whitney for the Who Dat Nation.
Back on the scene, tighten up the cleats and carry stations in the South. And oh, we have the best fans. Every game, fill the stands. Always stay until the end. All night standing traffic jams. Giant stoppers, wish you watch us on the ESPN. It's Fox, it's Sunday noon on Monday night. Spread the zone, I stack the box. Run the ball and sling the rep track. Quarterbacks in their own pocket. Want to see your lecture, did he take the blood and shoot the socket?
Now I do the best and boogie on inside of my hoodie. First it was like Goody Woody, then Drew did what he studied. Threw a bullet and put it where people thought that he couldn't. It shouldn't even be this easy, but Breezy is unbelievable. Other teams are cool, but they suck like a mosquito do. Took his froze, rolled through his foes just like a cheetah do. Look at coast and coast, the end zone alone and open. Floating through the sky like he was a flying Vulcan. The sleeping giants been awoken, teams are losing focus. Joker's getting jealous and them Atlanta fellas all this stuff is tragic and jealous. So let's go ruffle some feathers like they was calling propellers. And bring your umbrellas, we second line in the night away. And won't stop the party till we see in the light of day.
Sharing with you right now. reported John Coach has learned that the recommendations is expected to be made Tuesday, and the RNC will hold a vote to make the final decision. Also, on the Republican National Committee's website, there's a poll where you can vote in what city you think it should be chosen. The Cleveland Host Committee thanked everyone, but especially the people of Cleveland, whose passion to host the convention was something the RNC Sykes Selection Committee felt when they made their visit earlier this month. Committee co-chair and Eaton CEO Sandy Cutler said, "That's what makes Cleveland the ideal place to stage the convention, this convention. What a wonderful statement for a political party to host a convention in a diverse city and region like Cleveland." Said Cutler, "The ethnic background of this city is very much what the ethnic background of our country is. If you want to make a statement about putting a political process in place that really reflects the face of America, come to Cleveland," he said. "We try to stress to them, if they'll honor us with a decision, we'll take care of the logistics. We'll take care of the fundraising, because Cleveland gets things done." But, you know, that's hard competition, because I've never been to Cleveland, but Dallas is super diverse. That's what I have loved about Dallas since I was a kid. And so that's a strong competition. If that's what they're trying to sell themselves on, the diversity, because Dallas is really diverse. So I can't say, because I never visited Cleveland. It seems like a beautiful city. And, of course, one of my favorite athletes is from Cleveland. So, well, not from Cleveland, but, you know, played for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And speaking of Cleveland Cavaliers, I didn't finish this article, but Mo Williams, you know, is a native of Jackson. And his annual summer camp is happening right now, and he has the golf tournament and all of that. And so reporters talked with him at his at the golf tournament, and he said that different teams, in talks with different teams, and that he and the Mavericks are in talks. So he's taking his time to make a decision, and you know he's praying on it and everything. So it sounds like Mo Williams might become a Maverick. Now Mo Williams and LeBron James were power teammates with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Remember, Mo was so hurt when LeBron decided to leave the Cavaliers, remember? So, you know, Dallas definitely would like LeBron. You know, I know if you guys ask LeBron which one of your supporters and fans out there really wanted you to go come play for Dallas, I know I would be in the top 20 at least. I know he has millions, but he said for me all the time, he, Carmelo, a lot of my favorite players, they always hear from me regarding, outside of just effectively networking one another, I let them know, hey, I'd love to see you on the Mavericks, or look, the Pelicans, and really, come down south, and just look how good the Southern teams have been the past few years. The L.A. Clippers, I predicted and saw them being good. Thunder, yeah, but Memphis, the Texas teams, Florida teams, Atlanta, the teams have been just hot, and they're awesome, but they need those key players. The Mavericks, they need just imagine if a certain – well, now we have some awesome players. We have Tyson Chandler back and some more. But, look, time is running out, so I can't continue talking, but I just wanted to share with you guys this information from our local media and those who been attending Mo Williams' camp and golf tournament. They know this, but I just wanted to show you what I had just seen on the local news channel right before the broadcast of the show. But so wouldn't that be awesome if Mo went to Dallas and then LeBron joined? He, Monte Ellis, Dirk, Vince Carter. I mean, that would just be awesome. But, you know, man, and I know Houston and L.A., I know they've been doing their thing trying to get Carmelo. And I guess we'll talk sports, like, real soon, because news has been breaking. And I thought I'd be able to mention a little bit about camps, but not. But I'll go ahead and finish this article. But while I was on the topic of Cleveland, just wanted to get that in. Cleveland seems like a beautiful city, though. But it goes on to say that members of the committee reviewed the facilities, amenities, and logistics each city provided, as well as any additional information the cities presented over the last 2 weeks before taking their vote. The RNC Site Selection Committee's vote is the next step before selecting a city to recommend to the full Republican National Committee during August meeting in Chicago. The full committee, and sending prayers out to Chicago for that bloody weekend, this past holiday weekend. The full committee made up of 3 members from each state will then vote on that recommendation. The convention will start on July 18th. When they toured Cleveland during the first week of June, RNC officials offered nothing but praise for the city. "I'm just totally impressed with Cleveland," said Rince Priebus, adding he knew he would be based on the reaction of the technical committee that visited the city in April. The technical committee came back and said, "Guys, you got to check this out. Cleveland has really done an incredible job," he said. And so that's something that I talk about, right? How meetings and conventions select cities based on their infrastructure. If they have a strong infrastructure and a well-balanced private, public, and political components of their different sectors, right? Right. Okay. So, the site selection chair in Mickelson said the buildings were impressive, but the committee found so much more than bricks and mortar in Cleveland. They found heart. Lots of cities have the technical requirements as far as an arena and enough workspace and that kind of thing. At this point, what we are looking for is a city that wants us that's willing to work hard as it, that recognizes that this is a long-term commitment, said Mickelson. "I mean, for the next 2.5 years, we're going got to be working hand in glove, and you have some remarkable people. Anything that we've asked about, we've gotten all the information that we asked for, and more back. There's been a lot of innovative thinking things that have been suggested as other convention sites before," she said. But sending a big shout out to Dallas and Cleveland. You know, I've never been to Cleveland, but I love me some Dallas. And so you already know what city I wish to be chosen. But sound like it's going to be a tough decision to make also. So I've shared, but tweeted out and Facebooked and everything, so you can see what's happening and know what's going on. But it's almost time to conclude the show. Matter of fact, only have a few more minutes, so I'm going to end the show with playing Who Dat Again. And I thank you so much, and Image Mechanisms will broadcast on Tuesday night. Last week, missed broadcasting on Tuesday night and broadcasted Wednesday night. But we'll broadcast Image Mechanisms on Tuesday night, okay? And I thank you so much. You are amazing, amazing, amazing. So if you'd like to be a guest or like to call in chat, please do. That has always been fun. So it's been kind of quiet, but the stats show that you guys are listening. And we tend to network and talk a lot, but would love to hear your voice and chat with you in the chat room also. Thank you, and God bless. And here's Who Dat by Jimmy Neutrax Whitney. And you can network with him on Twitter and on Facebook. And also check him out at Reverb Nation, okay? Big shout-out to Casey Neach. You guys know I love it's a Casey Neach. And also Draft, also of New Orleans, who I love to play music also. Okay, well, thank you, and God bless. It's been amazing.
Grab your chant, cheering over the competitor.